Somebody rented his house to somebody for Pesach and for Pesach. They did the act of acquisition. You gave him money, for example. And now the soicher, the one who's renting, is the one who has the rights to use it. If the key was not given over to the one who's renting it by the night of Yudal, then we say that since the mice, the one who has control of it now, because he has a key, is the one who's renting it out, he's the one who has to do the biggest chometz. If he already gave the key before the night of the summit, then since he already did the acquisition and he has the key, the seichel, the one who is renting it, he's the one who has the biggest chometz. The Shabbos says, though, that the maskeh gave the seichel the key before on Yom Yud Gimel, the day before the biggest chometz, but in the course of the day, the seichel gave the key back to the maskeh to watch over it. Then in that case, since once again, now, on the night of Yudal, the key's in the hand of the maskeh, and the one who's renting it out is the one who's going to have to do the biggest chometz. In this case, there are other opinions. The Chodesh says, not like that. He says, once I gave it over to him, it's his responsibility. Our Kofonim, the maskeh and seichel, should work it out between themselves who's going to do the biggest.